Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.
I feel like a little kid. I feel really lucky, actually, to do what I'm doing. I think I would hate it if it was any other way, formal way. You know, I can't have lessons or anything of that sort.
For Brooklyn-based songwriter J-May, a free spirit is key to making music. So while she may be tied to a record label now, it's letting her continue to live off her art. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Making a living in music isn't an easy gig, but for folks who dive right in, there's often no other option than to create. And that was the case for J-May, a songwriter who's been navigating the New York City music scene for the past few years and finding a place in the so-called anti-folk genre. Yes, she is a girl with a guitar, but there's a real free-form approach to her songs and forthcoming album, Autumn Falling. I had a chance to ask about the writing process behind them when J-May stopped by FUV, but started by getting some details about her name.
I chose it at an open mic in New York City in the East Village called the Sidewalk Cafe during my first performance because, you know, I didn't want to use my real name. And then it just stuck. I felt like I had to keep using it.
Your first performance at the Sidewalk in New York.
Yeah.
Wow. And you had a whole batch of songs at that point? You knew this was what
to
do?
I had a whole batch of songs, but I was just performing them for myself. So then I went to the open mic because I kept being like, maybe I should start, you know, performing for people. And, you know, under the alias J-May, so mysterious, I played, you know, half a song. I couldn't really get through the whole song. But that's when I had the epiphany that this is what I would be doing forever. Absolutely. That was the precise moment.
What if I lay here and sang every song I know? Would you stay? Would you go away? I'm not much for conversation. I sing songs all day. Guitar strumming words on the strings where I play. Whisper me something.
The music and lyrics happen simultaneously. I write constantly, not anything like prose.
Mm-hmm.
I don't keep a journal or anything. I just write little snippets, little phrases, like on napkins and on my cell phone. But I barely ever come back to that writing. It's just kind of a compulsion. So when I write a song, I usually just sit down and it just kind of comes. And I never know what I'm going to write about. It's just like improv. And then I look at the words and it somehow makes sense.
That's kind of like a jazz approach and less of like a literary approach, you know, just kind of riffing and being free.
Yeah, it's total improv. Sometimes I write them walking, the melody and everything, and then I have to put it to music.
Won't you miss me? You sat inside Grand Central Station. And your eyes grew red and wild before the chasing. I felt your body move through my coat. I felt your footsteps, silent but heavy, followed me onto the shuttle. Tap my shoulder one last time, and that was all. That was all.
J-May performing Sea Green, Sea Blue, live at WFUV. For more exclusive in-studio interviews, visit the archives at WFUV.org.